Democrat Baldwin talked at length about a key issue that she feels shows the difference between her and Republican challenger Leah Vukmir. Vukmir has served in the Wisconsin legislature before pursuing the U.S. Senate bid.
Instance after instance, she has sided with the insurance companies instead, and some really shocking votes. So she was one of a handful of legislators who voted against an otherwise very bipartisan measure to make sure that insurance would cover oral chemotherapy. When the governor signed that bill into law, he said this is potentially life-saving.
Baldwin chastised the passage of the federal tax bill, saying 85% of the benefit of the bill went to large companies.
One company, ExxonMobil, in the first year of this tax law will get a bigger tax break than every Wisconsin individual and family combined. One company.
She says Kimberly Clark, now headquartered in Texas, used most of the tax credit money for dividends and stock payouts, not reinvestment in workers. Baldwin says to pay for the $2 trillion federal tax cut, she says proponents are talking about putting Social Security and Medicare on the table for cuts. She says the initial response was the tax cut would eventually pay for itself, but she says they hope to now pair the deficit with cuts to those programs. She says many people forget both programs are earned benefits. Baldwin says to get the agenda they want, her opponents started attack ads against her before any candidate announced they were running against her. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.